Good morning and welcome to this edition of Richard's Rant. We're going to try something today. Thank you for being a part of it. As you know, the morning is the best part of the day, and regardless of the time that you're listening, I would always be wishing you that sentiment and that energy that we need, especially now. So, I am, for many reasons, you and I, well, being presumptuous, just assuming that you're going to come with me. But you and I will go on a slight difference, gonna try something new. One, I am really fucking fed up of COVID. COVID makes no sense anymore, and it is scary, the information that is coming that is actually true. And I'm not going to go into that too much, because there are enough podcasts and Richard Rants on that. But in summary, the fact that there are alternatives proven to dealing with this virus, the fact that it has scientific data long before this respiratory illness that talks about dealing with respiratory illnesses, that contradicts how we deal with this respiratory illness. The fact that the one thing that was correctly said is that we can't get rid of the common cold, but all of a sudden we have a vaccine for COVID, which is true. Reason being, common cold has a plethora of viruses that all do about the same thing, so it's near damn impossible to create a vaccine for all of them. They just created one for the most popular ones, but we still get the common cold and we're okay and we're able to fight it off. It's the same thing with COVID, and it's the same fucking thing that's going on with the vaccines. And I say I'm not going to get into it, I'm going to hold myself back, but it is the same thing. You're getting the vaccine, you're getting COVID. Relax yourself, go about your fucking life. The flu also kills the elderly, COVID also kills the elderly. Relax yourself, go about your fucking life. At the end of the day, you have countries that never locked down, but the media not reporting that. There are mass protests right across from where this recording is going on in Barbados, in Antigua and Barbuda, and it's not coming across our media. And then you have the Prime Minister saying, don't take your news from social media. But you're not reporting the facts then. You're not reporting everything. You're reporting things in a skewed way to get what you want. And now it's like, why it is you want this? What's so special about this? What the fuck is this? So because of all of that is why we are doing this. This necessity is the mother of invention. And it's our mother cunt right now. So we're going to talk about other things of interest to Richard. This one would be movies, and it will be a part of a series of personal things that either interested me, stood out to me, or fucking annoyed me. It will be a mixture, and it will be recorded randomly, but it would all be part of the same series. So, for example, there are a list of movies that I would like to talk about. But at this time, remember, we do keep the rant fluid for authenticity. So this one is completely not scripted. No research, no anything. Completely not scripted. So at this time, why it is we had the whole COVID segue. But the intention is to do it randomly. So basically when I feel like, which could also be if you request one or someone requests one or something, that we take a break and do something a little different. And for example, there are six movies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Where's this a point? No, as well, I know it's not scripted, but I mean, yeah, that's a point. Okay, so there are five movies, and that point was why do it on movies. So and there are five of them, but I don't have the intention of doing five recordings back to back or, you know, on it. I'm going to do one, if, or maybe this podcast will just be about being about talking about doing it the rate that I'm going at. Oh, it's only 5 minutes. That's not too bad. And, you know, we'll just insert that. I think it's good to insert that too because I listened to rant number 69, and that had some emotion in it. Someone even messaged me to be careful and caution me on libel, slander, and defamation of character. So we're doing some research to see if it is a put my left foot in, I need to take my left foot out and shake it all about before they do the hokey pokey and shut my fucking mouth. So we'll see what that is all about. But for this one, yeah, but there's one line in particular that I like. Full disclosure, I didn't get to listen to the entire thing. I was skipping through to find particular parts that people were concerned about. But there was one, without warning, I simply said, what? The mark of the beast been here, bitch. That's not what I said there. Happier now, but it had some energy. It had a vibe. So, you know, let's deviate a little bit. And this is something that we have to do in life as well. Because just like in the airplane, you know, when they tell you, hey, yeah, we know you like your baby or your child and all that, but put on your mask first, otherwise you can't do nothing. Yeah, you know, it have so much you could do, and then you had to step away just a little bit. Because that one had some passion. And yeah, I really fucking fed up of it. None of the news makes sense anymore. None of the things being said make sense at all. None of the things being done. Again, you know, I'm going to try to hold myself back, but at the time of doing this recording, there's a proposal to have school starting one day a week. So what the fuck? Is it that you're going to ask COVID not to be in school on that particular day? What the fuck are you doing? Like really? What the fuck are you doing? Is either you're opening the fucking thing or you're leaving it closed. If it is a disease so communicable, oh God, I'm going to it, you know, but all right. If it is a disease so communicable, you really think that the amount of days that you open it will make a freaking difference? As a matter of fact, common sense, the 4 books sent chunkalums. If it is you opening school once a day, you're inconveniencing the teachers, the parents, the caretakers, whoever watching these children or whatever have it. You're fucking up their money, you're creating a whole other social issue. So that's one. Two, the time and the energy that, or the day that the children go into school is a lost day of income for these people, or a change of whatever their normal economic and social schedule is. So either way, you're creating a perfect catalyst for those people to have to go out of the norm. So let me just say that according to you, the child get COVID or bring COVID or wherever have you, because you have disrupted the close-knit circle of this child. When it is you do your contact tracing, you would see that, you know, well, the child went to school, so, you know, I went by the outside woman. And now the outside woman have it, she children have it, you know. But if the children was home, it would not have had the avenue. Right? It would not have created that alley for us to tap dance down with jackassness. But, hey, I mean to say, I just recording a podcast on my dining room table in my government-subsidized apartment. So, what the fuck I know? Yeah, what? I mean, what the fuck I know? Obviously, COVID is going to get a memo. Please be advised that school is going to be in progress on such and such date and time, and your presence, or your absence rather, would be appreciated. Failure to comply with this request would result in additional action being taken by government, including to and up to another lockdown. So, hopefully I don't deviate again. But I could cover up my mess up, but it would just take some editing or a do-over. Because interestingly, the movie that I wanted to talk about today is 2012. Oh, again, another movie to add to the list. I'll do After It with Will Smith and Jaden Smith at some point. I'll add that quick before I forget to remember. So, you know, it's weird, right? Why is it that we just forget to remember certain things? the way that our memories work, it scares me, because it means to say that we are always just reacting in a way, and, you know, just going through life one way. The fact that we can't remember things in great detail and just recall all memories easily means that, you know, it's like if it is, you know things, but you don't know it. And that scares me, because it's almost like every day is a new day. Not in that good way, like, oh, you forget the past and you move on and you have a new opportunity. No, because in the day that you really forget the fucking past. So it's like if you're dead and you're reborn, that's scary. Or maybe it's practice. Maybe it's practice for that, so that you, you know, you wouldn't remember you're dead, and, you know, wherever your consciousness is, will just be fine and dandy. Who knows? I mean, well, dead people know, but do they already do a good job at communicating? So even with like Baptist and whatnot, that is catch power and get all these things from the deities, they don't really do a good job at communicating exactly what on the other side. None of the deities or spirits really come back and say, hey, well, you know, there's what God look like. You know, he said to hold it down, but don't rape it. Go and get a doubles, drink a coconut water. You know, none of them really, you know, it has a little smoke or clouds. So, you know, heaven just like this, you know, or, you know, it's right here, but it's just a different realm. So you just see everything, but you don't see anything. It's just like how the Wi-Fi passing through and you don't see it, but the Wi-Fi could see you. So, you know, they're just, yeah, you know, they're not good at communicating. So some of my close friends would actually fit right in with wherever the afterlife is. But there's a whole other another story. I wonder if we could do a series on that. I'll put a note. Let me put a note, because I might not remember that I forget. So, 2012. That is one of my favorite movies. I like disaster movies, because for me, it gives me... Maybe that's why it is I so COVID-adjusted from the beginning. And it didn't bother me as much as it bothered other people. Because I do look at a lot of disaster movies. The World Ending, Comet Coming, War of the Worlds. Oh my God, mwah, I love that movie. Titanic is another one too. Although it's not quite a disaster movie. But the combination is really good. It touch on three topics that, you know, close to me. Doing whatever you want to do, love, and surviving the end of the world. And well, the world did end on that ship, and that fucking water was cool. Quite frankly, I really don't know why I would have done. Honest to God, in a situation like that one, I didn't think I really had the I don't know. I really don't know. Because that water was cold, and that water wasn't social cool, you know. I don't bathe in water from the pipe. I stush. If the water heater now working, I can boil water. When it is I going in the beach, I just wish it had a little water heater in there as well. Just take at least an hour, some alcohol too. And you know, is a whole two steps in, one step back. Two step in, one step back, sit down, drink something, eat lime, talk shit, two step in situation that's be going on, because I don't understand why this sea had to be so cool. If it upset, if it angry, if it need love in it life, I doesn't know what going on inside of there. And one of these days I would develop a personal heater and patent it and make some money. And all this will go by it, that laughing at my folly is all they go by it. But nevertheless, I don't know what would I do in Titanic. No idea, no clue, no nothing. That water was damn near freezing, and it had ice in it. Like, if it is, you know, Jesus was drinking cool water, and he put a little block of ice in it, and a splash of human for the little flavor, must he was Viva. No. I know. I really, really know. And the life jacket, and it I already don't know. That one, you see, that I have no idea, none whatsoever. But you see, quite frankly too, I don't think I'll ever find myself in that position, because I don't like the sea. That's the truth. I can't even swim. So I mean, I prefer to fall out of the sky. Yeah, I mean, you know what happening to you. You're going down, you're dead. Right, but you know, you're going down, it's sinking, you don't know if the boat coming, you might dead, something might eat you, you might stay afloat, the water might be cold. You could imagine you bobbing in the sea with a fucking life jacket and it had no shade, and you in salt water, it had nothing to drink, nothing to eat, so you just slowly kusume into death in the sea. Going through that, like, making no sense to me. That's why I prefer to fly. And when it is, I say that I can't swim, somebody say you can't swim, but you can't fly either. And you're just being plain. All how you look at things, perspective. So I do like to look at disaster movies to see the way that humans would behave and to see how they end the movie, to see if it was realistic, to see if it was exaggerated. So a movie like War of the Worlds, I looked at that over and over and over because to me, that was realistic. That one was really realistic. Reason being, I know I said 2012 and I also said unscripted, but the reason being that I like that is because of how realistic it is. There are many movies that talk about aliens coming to Earth for our resources, but our resource that they would be coming for is not, you know, gold or mineral or even water. What they'll be coming for, the only resource really that is rare in the universe, is the ability to sustain life. That is what they'll be coming for. You have entire planets made out of gold. You have planets made out of diamonds. One of the planets in our solar system, so I'm not saying it is, I think is it Uranus or Neptune? I think it's Neptune because it's one of the blue ones. How much blue ones it have? I think Saturn bluish too. Saturn, Neptune, Pluto, whether it be a planet or a dwarf planet or whatever, covered in ice, that one blue. Some other one, Uranus, I think blue as well. But anyway, I believe I stand to be mistaken that Neptune is the one that's so dense, all that blueness is mainly smoke and whatnot, and it literally rains diamonds. Not like how you might picture it in a commercial with the deceased Elizabeth Taylor, but the same way how it rains water, the configuration of their planet is that diamonds does evaporate, go up into the air, condensate, and fall back to the Earth, to the Neptune as diamonds. Yeah, that's a thing. Have other planets that just do other cool stuff as well, like rain acid and whatnot. And one of the thoughts that I had is that we are carbon based and we drink water. So what will be the baseline for organism that drinks diamonds? Like, what the fuck that would be like? What it would look like? It could be hard. Would it be able to survive on Earth? Would it just be like too dense? It wouldn't, shouldn't be too dense because that planet is more dense than Earth. So that if we go there, it will crush us. So if they come here, you would be like a flying diamond situation. And we just assume that there's only carbon-based life forms that exist in the universe, but we could just be the first to evolve into, you know, animated shit. Maybe the other life forms that will come out of acid-based or diamond-based or coal-based or even gaseous-based, simply in develop yet. Or maybe they develop and they're very much there, but we can't recognize each other. Maybe they can't see carbon life, we can't see gaseous life. How it is we know that big red spot on Jupiter is not a group of people. That big red spot that doesn't disappear, that's just circle the planet. We recognize it as wind. That could be the alien life form. That could be their people right there. Normal. And they like to travel. I would imagine they would like to travel because they're gases. We like to travel as dirt, which is what carbon is. We walk in dirt. Why not walk in gas? Just, you know, around the planet all the time. That's why the big red spot never disappear. But anyway, fun fact while I'm on it, one of the reasons is a whole tapestry of things that goes into making life possible on Earth. The distance from the sun is one. Well, for carbon life, the fact that it has a plethora of water is another one. The fact that the Earth, when it, you know, I have no idea, did the planets come from the sun? Something crash into the sun and make the asteroids, and I think that that was where it was, you know. You see, I forget to remember where it was, but I think something had crashed into the sun and the fallout from it. But then that would mean that the sun is not just gas, it have, you know, like carbon on it. I know I'm not gonna research this because it's not gonna change anything, and if I'm wrong, just correct, comment towards our betterment. But I think off the top of my head that, you know, the solar system formed when some shit crashed into the sun and the particles from that spew out into the our solar system, and it, you know, cool off and rotate and start a spin and all of that. Because remember, space, it have nothing to really slow it down, so it keeps spinning, right? If it's not that, it would be material that came out from the sun and cool and started spinning, and it had its own gravitational force. And when other material entered our galaxy and solar system, it would have crashed into that material and over millennia formed planets. It's one of the two of them things. So the other thing that makes it livable and so rare and attainable to, you know, alien life form would be that spinning metal core that we have, that we know and love, because it creates a magnetic field that shields us from, you know, the shit that's out there. So the spinning metal spins one way, but for whatever reason, the Earth is spinning another way. And that friction, that confusion, that issue, that eternal discussion, that dispute that is going on between the two creates energy of a magnetic component that creates the Earth's magnetic field that we use to navigate, that animals use to navigate, and so forth. And it deflects a bunch of shit from hitting us. Many planets don't have that. We also get to have Jupiter in the background, you know, just watching, with one big ass magnetic field, so that when it is a comet saying I'm gonna hit them in the mother cunt, you know, Jupiter just be like, no, come baby, come, 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 come. And the gravitational field has pulled it in, and we doesn't even know that it was coming. That's kind of nice. It's like, you know, like a brethren thing going on there, like a big brother, little brother. That kind of nice when you think about it. I find that nice. So in 2012, sorry, in War of the Worlds, which it seems this really going to end up being because we're on 23 minutes, the aliens would have come for life on it, because they fuck up their own planet, and they would have done their research and all of that, and they had everything buried underground, and then they sent their actual people to colonize the planet. All of which makes complete sense to me. We have sent stuff out of our solar system, galaxies, sorry, decades ago, and it's sending information back to us. Of course, there's a big timeline and all of that. So the reality, and right now, after we would have monitored and looked at Mars for all of these years, we're actually making steps to colonize it. That's the closest thing is what we could work with and all of that, right? So it's the same thing. Now, depending on how long we take to colonize Mars or how far away it might be, life could have developed. And we, the same way that we send stuff to Mars and then we send people, it's the exact same thing. So rather they would have looked at what we do and simply copy and paste, or someone came up with this, it was completely realistic to me. If it is, we find some sort of planet, and we have seen it, there are other Earth-like planets and other solar systems that we have identified from all the way over here with our technology. So if worse come to worse, we would actually be building a big ship and going there, and we would have sent stuff to those planets as well. So it's not just Mars that we're looking to colonize and all of that. So another species could have been like, hey, that it looking sexy, let me send some stuff. And then it's like, okay, we need to go to Earth at this point. That is the best one for us. And if it is we go in there for our species, we need to exterminate what live in there. That is the reality of it. Especially if it is you don't have any respect or admiration for what is living there. In what it was, there wasn't exterminating the zebra or the fish in the sea, and there was exterminating the humans. And why not? It don't really look like we can negotiate or be reasoned with. We fighting with ourselves. So when it is they plug in the data and all of that, you would clearly see that their arrival would simply unite all of humanity against them and reduce their ability to survive here. So we need to go. Straightforward. And given their technology and all of that, clearly it would have been genetically made weapons that it was able to just us in a moment and leave the clothes behind, which also would have been made of carbon and all of that. I mean, it's cotton, it's polyester, it's whatever have you, but it leave the clothes behind, it turn us to dust. So that's genetic weaponry, probably geared towards specifically dismantling our DNA. So it's we that they come to exterminate so they could handle themselves. And then they'll use us as well, good, just like how we just take cattle and use every part of the cattle, everything, the hoof, the horn, the intestine, the unborn children, everything, everything. They use the blood and they was, cultivating. But what they would not have seen is the same things that we don't see, bacteria, viruses, and all of that. And they were not immune. Maybe they get COVID, maybe they needed to be vaccinated, but they were not immune, and so they died in the end. But it is completely 100% believable that they would come in a way that would disrupt our communication, that when our communication is down, because we rely so heavily to be told what to do. And something like that is inconceivable. We would expect that you would know that on the other half of the world this is going on. But you don't even know on the other half of the world what time it is. You don't even know where, given it, all right, so let's say 6 a.m. right now. You don't even know how far you have to go for it to be 5 a.m. at the same time as you, or 7 a.m. You have no idea how isolated you are. So if something really happened in the next time zone, you would know. It's not like if it is, you just get that kind of news update or any kind of thing. The news doesn't even fucking update you on what geographically around you. It does update you on what it thinks entertaining and what is economically affecting you. So if it happened in America, you go find out. But you don't even quite know exactly what is going on in Chile. You didn't even realize that you could go right South America. You don't have to go America for no winter wonderland. You could go right South America and ski and everything and go up and taste snow and every damn thing. But you're just flying yourself quite up America and paying how much $1,000 to the visa and all kind of kiss my ass shit. And the people in America sexier. Even the accent. But look at where they are and look at where we are, but we're going quite up there. Right? You don't even fully get news right out of Jamaica. Jamaica have snow too. How much people know that? On the top of Blue Mountain, it's snowy. And that's where they does also grow the beans. And when Spice was singing, she dagger in song, that's what she said. Make sure maybe reach Blue Mountain Peak. That's what she was talking about. Anyway, so they could come, as I recording this, they could be right in the next time zone fucking things up. We wouldn't know. Then next thing you know, you see some light in the sky, you see something come out of the ground, your mother can go run. You go run. It wouldn't have no time to think, to talk, to anything. All they would be doing is running. And that's what the movie was about. Just running. It wouldn't have no defense. You would run. And the excitement in it was how best to run. I wouldn't want to get that one. Really, I would run. As much as I say I would run towards the end of the world, it's more like running towards the end of the world if it's natural, like a comet or something, kind of thing. And I was assuming that it really do have a way out. You see these comets that could hit the Earth, and the dust cloud would go up and blanket the entire Earth, and then the Earth will go into winter for decades. Yeah, you see that shit? I don't want no part of it. But if it's like aliens or something, maybe possibly I'll consider it. Another one too would be like, you know, like Terminator type thing, the machines take over. I don't think I would really want a part of that either, especially if it being handled like COVID. So, you know, terms and conditions apply, but the aliens I would run from, because, you know, you had a fight, I would want to fight, I would want to get it back, and no way does it have. But it's like, well, which part I go hide? And they'd have the scene with Tom Cruise, and so clearly this is about Waterworld and not 2012, so sorry. So there was this scene with Tom Cruise and the children and all that in the basement, and the aliens there. I would have shit myself. They would have catch me because they would have heard. I wasn't going to live through that. And then the daughter only screaming and getting like a little cunt. Sorry, I would have really had to make that child, you know. And I'm assuming that if I make a child, because I really feel I would have that child drunk. That child was screaming for the whole. I could really see myself giving that child some rum and saying, "Sleep, baby, sleep. Come, come, come. This will make you feel better. Just sleep." I don't think I could have dealt with that. And the scene when it says the woman was the final child and the woman was taken out. I don't know. I don't know. I might have let her go, you know, and justify it that she need a family. Oh God, that child was annoying. But again, realistic, the relationship between the father and all of that, realistic. Even the ending, when it is they finally make it to the mother and it's like nothing going on. Just like when it is the whole Amaraval wash away and I like, oh, it rained today. By me. Very realistic. It shows how we need to be aware as to what is going on around us. Not necessarily be prepared for alien invasion from outer space or an invasion of any kind, but there are a lot of benefits to be derived simply from paying attention to what is around us, to being connected, to thinking independently as well. If it is they did not think independently in that movie, they would have died like everybody else. There are people that went into their homes. There are people that wanted to get back to normal without acknowledging what happened. Even in the specific situations where he had to kill the guy, where it is he tried to get onto the ferry, but it is they had to get off of the ferry, when it is he had to let his son go to fight, you know. You have to think strategically and breathe and take stock of everything and just think. So, in these times that we live in, yes, it's emotional to think about children going back to school. And I'm sorry, but this is where we are. And it's more me I'm apologizing to because, yeah, it's still COVID-ish, but this is where we are. And as much as we have to think strategically about going back to so-called normal, I don't see the reason to go back to normal. We have seen a lot, we have learned a lot, and we need to fix a lot. So we should really be looking to make it better. And I do not think that we should ever really return to everybody going to work and everybody going to school. I think we have shown that that is not necessary, and those things should be developed and not put aside to go back to the same shit. There's absolutely no reason for your house to be completely empty when the day come, doing nothing for you, because everybody in school and everybody in work and everybody, and all of that wasted infrastructure could be otherwise used for the homeless, for products, for services, hell, just to bring nature back and make the place more healthy, for storage, for emergency housing, if it have a disaster, for stuff like that. But if it is we are going back, these decisions should not be made emotionally. It should be made strategically. And we need to accept what we think is unacceptable. People will die. It will be bad. It will be sad. There are people close to me that survived COVID. There are people close to me that took the vaccine. I was worried about the ones that had COVID. Now I'm worried about the ones that took the vaccine. Different shit, same thing. But you have to think. You have to be strategic. We can't unvaccinate them. Like, I would love to say, all right, don't take the second dose, so we see what happens. But the shit done in here, go through. That make more sense. Because next thing you know, your half a dose ass is the one that caused the issue. Go through, do the whole thing. Let me see what happens. If you're dead, you're dead. If you live, you live. How else you go learn? You make a choice. The same thing goes to me. For all we know, that what it is they could be doing is trying the best to get us vaccinated against some other threat that they know coming, but they're afraid to tell us. And then it reached, and I did. These are the realities. But whatever you're doing, do it strategically. Don't do it out of fear. And you have to think for you. You have to figure out which time zone 1 hour behind you, which time zone 1 hour in front you, and exactly what is around you geographically. Do you know that when it is, the reason why it is we have weather news today is because it was a beautiful, wonderful, clear day, and, you know, rain come down and a ship sink and people dead. And this one guy, you know, it has always been one guy, and society does fuck him up and he does end up wanting to kill himself. This one did. And he said, well, if it is we had simply known what the fuck was coming, we could have prepared. So let me do that. Let me hold a vibe. But he couldn't predict the weather. And the reason why it is, we still can't predict the weather properly. But the reason why it is he couldn't is because he didn't realize that it wasn't just descending from the sky. It was coming from next door and next door. So you have to know what's going on in the next place and the next place to know exactly what's going to affect you. His research after he died became the first weather situation, and that's how it is they divided the globe into all the meridian lines, latitude and longitude. And they literally had a bitch sitting down monitoring her little square of the globe and telling the bitch next to her, girl, it are raining my square, you know. She's like, for reals? All right, well then let me see that it might have some rain in mine too. And let me tell Gertrude, because she's square right below you. And that's how the weather was being made. And that's how it's still made today, except just by computers. And it had a lot of calculations. You had to work out the pressure, the temperature, to know if it was going in Gertrude Square, or Sierra Square, or Claire Square, or Clementine, or Myrtle. And, you know, all of them, just a bunch of bitches talking. Girl! And now we don't know what's going on in the square next to us. We don't know what's going on in the apartment next to us, down the road, in town. So that was my takeaway from that movie, which wasn't 2012, but War of the Worlds. And from most disaster movies, but that one is to be aware, think independently, and make decisions strategically. So I do hope that you enjoyed this with me. Thank you for tuning in, and subscribe to the vibe, and comment towards our betterment. Vibes.